Support for the Marketplace Morning Report podcast provided by the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations, online at shrm.org.
If you've got a flight on British Airways next Tuesday and Wednesday, there's a good chance you've just been grounded.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. British Airways put out the word this morning ahead of a threatened strike by its largest cabin crew union. It's canceling hundreds of flights next week. Marketplace's Stephen Beard has details in London.
BA says it's planning to scrap more than 700 flights in and out of London's two main airports on Tuesday and Wednesday next week. The airline said it'll take this action because of a threatened strike by cabin crew. BA says it still wants to negotiate a settlement, but it wanted to give its passengers an early warning that flights are now likely to be cancelled. Hundreds of thousands of travellers could be affected. The dispute with the union revolves around the number of sick days cabin crew are allowed to take off. The union claims staff are being forced to work while unwell. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Ever wonder how it is you're able to use your debit card to buy something, even when it's going to overdraw your account? You can swipe it through to check your balance at that very instant, and it still gets approved, even when you don't have the funds in your account to cover the purchase. Banks insist they're giving you the convenience of buying that $5 burger and fries, along with the added cost of the $20 or $30 overdraft fee they'll slap you with for the privilege. Well, today, a group called the Center for Responsible Lending is releasing research showing debit card overdraft fees have hit record highs, up 11% from just 5 years earlier. The group says banks used to reject purchases like that, and they have the technology to warn you, but most don't. It says they're intentionally zapping debit card customers because people are writing and bouncing fewer and fewer checks. It'll be a can you top this day on Wall Street. The Dow is coming off a new record high of 12,621, a gain of 0.7%. The Nasdaq climbed 1.4%. The S&P 500 was up 0.8%. eBay is back making the big bucks. Pretty much every other analyst thought the online auctioning site was in trouble based on their poor performance in the past few years. But now eBay has come up with two pieces of news, a 24% jump in fourth quarter profit. That's $1.72 billion and a raised revenue forecast for 2007. Would you participate in a clinical trial if you knew the doctor running it was leaking results to make a profit? It's probably a safe bet. Most people wouldn't, but that's apparently been happening. Now there's a new rule that could help stop it. Janet Babin reports from the Marketplace Innovations Desk at North Carolina Public Radio.
The new policy comes from the American Society of Clinical Oncology. It says that if doctors participating in clinical studies are connected to an investment firm, they have to disclose that up front. Financial companies pay big money to physicians in the know about ongoing clinical trials. That preliminary info on a drug or procedure could influence the buying and selling of stocks, making firms lots of money. Dr. Kevin Schulman with Duke University says the doctors involved in these trials usually sign confidentiality agreements, but he says some physicians violate them, and it's wrong.
There's no role for physicians who are participating in clinical research to be working with investment companies. From a public policy perspective, this looks a lot like insider trading.
The new policy applies to anyone who wants to publish in the Clinical Oncology Journal or give a speech to society members. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
Credit card information stolen by computer hackers from the TJX companies prompted an emergency alert yesterday from the Massachusetts Bankers Association. Fraudulent purchases have been spotted now in Florida, Georgia, and Louisiana, and overseas in Hong Kong and Sweden. And it's estimated that between 20 million and 40 million cardholders worldwide could potentially be exposed. TJX operates TJ Maxx, Marshalls, and other stores. It learned of the cyber breach in December.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrive and Financial for Lutherans, working with Habitat for Humanity to build over 350 homes this year with families in need. On the web at thriveandbuilds.com. And by Fellows. Millions of businesses worldwide choose Fellow shredders for their shredding needs. Fellows, for information protection you can depend on. More at fellows.com.
It's the time of year when deadlines start for taking out college loans. course, it's hard to realize when you're 18 years old just how long you might be carrying all that debt around. Youth Radio's Patrick Johnson is one of many young Americans who would like to see college costs contained. He graduated 3 years ago, but he's still dealing with the debt.
The late Notorious B.I.G. once rapped that black men have two lucrative career options. Either you're slanging crack rock or you have a wicked jump shot. This logic was later countered by indie rapper Murs. You don't have to sell drugs or make the MBA. It's easy to get a grant and get an MBA. I chose the route Murs suggested. I attended Howard University, got a degree, and also the debt that came with it. A few weeks ago, I was sitting with a group of friends discussing student loans. And when it was revealed I owed almost four times more than they did, one of my buddies said half-jokingly, "You should have gone to a state school, but no, you had to go off to Howard." He has two degrees and a teaching credential, and yet he owes a lot less than I do, and I only have a bachelor's degree. This does not take into account the people I know who are making double what I make and did not go to college at all. When I started college, the concept of owing tens of thousands of dollars was one that was hard to grasp. In some ways, it was too easy. You fill out some paperwork, and next thing you know, your schooling is covered, and if you're lucky, there's some left over for you to put in your pocket to cover your living expenses. While student loans are considered by many financial experts to be the best kind of debt, it is still debt. This debt could follow me for the next 30 years or so. It will come up when I try to rent an apartment, buy a car, and could even prevent me from being able to purchase a home. Maybe it's the reason why so many people I know with degrees have side hustles. At the end of the day, the amount of money they generate from their 9-to-5s may be enough for them to survive, but not enough for them to rid themselves of the shackles of debt. As daunting as it is to owe as much as most teachers make in a year, I do not regret going to Howard. It was the only school I wanted to attend, and I received a quality education and developed a network of people who cared about both my personal and professional growth. This, however, did not come without a cost. I'm often left to ask, would a debt I incurred ever allow me to progress? And isn't that why we go to school in the first place? To get ahead?
Patrick Johnson graduated from Howard University in 2003. His essay was produced by Youth Radio. I'm Bob Moon in Los Angeles. Take us along when you're on the go. We're podcasting all our programs at marketplace.org. And thanks for listening.
American Public Media.
Bill Marriott spends more than half